had four. Nadia Slimani. Sir Raitmos. No, no decisions. Okay. Good afternoon. I think we should start. We are getting late already. We are 10 minutes late. Has everybody got an agenda in front of them? We have 6 items on the agenda. Maybe let me welcome everyone first. Also mention the fact that I couldn't be here because I was not well in the last meetings. So maybe in welcoming everyone, I should also jump to the apologies and apologize for not attending other meetings because I wasn't well. I had to be in Joburg until they discharged me. Are there any other apologies?
Thank you, Chair. We have one apology from Honorable Nkomo, who's unavailable due to sick leave. Thank you.
To say maybe on this agenda here we should adjust the agenda and slot in an item called Gender-Based Violence Summit for number 5, and then our number 5 becomes the number 6, and number 6 becomes number 7. Have you got that? Yeah, this issue just came up late. There's a copy of it. Number 3, it says here the feedback by the chairperson on the postponed item on the briefing by the Ministry of Women on the current state of gender machinery. I needed to explain why we had to postpone the meeting last time. On the item of the caucus, we had the Minister of Women who was supposed to come and report on the National Gender Machinery. And what happened is that 2 days or 3 days before that particular test day, the Minister called me very early at 6 o'clock. And she told me that she wouldn't be able to come and give us a presentation on the gender machinery as promised, because she's having a difficulty of getting hold of the people who are supposed to be working with her on this. Sometimes she can't even report to cabinet what she's how far it has gone. So she's still struggling to complete the whole National Gender Machinery thing. And she thought she wouldn't come here and give us a synopsis of what is happening, not give us a complete report. So I said to her, we are going to see what we can do. I had no clue how many items we had on the agenda. So I called the secretary to ask how many items we had. He said it was the only agenda. Then I thought, we can't leave it until that day, the caucus day, so because we'll have to explain, and it's going to be very difficult to explain the reason that has been given to me by the minister. So that's how I asked Duke Bryan to postpone this meeting. And with me being in Johannesburg under observation near Mill Park Hospital, I thought there isn't even much that I can do. So I told Duke Bryan to postpone until Tuesday so that I can be able to explain to the steering committee what happened. Hence, I've got this item on this. I don't know whether people would like to comment or say anything about it.
Thank you, Chairperson, and welcome back. After getting an email from Bryan, it was a concern. I got a call as a whip of the committee, a concern that if we cancel this caucus, it's going to be a problem. So we were forced to come up with an item where we asked the lady from Treasury to come and brief us on the sanitary towels, and which she did and told us actually that the following day was the last day for presentations, not presentations, but for comments, which we thought it was a good thing that we called her. At least now a lot of women were supposed to comment on that. The other thing was on, so we had two items on the agenda. We remember there was a trip of CPA, CWP women who went to CPA meeting, and we had a brief on their visit, which was one of the things that was good. Remember when we came back from UN, Chairperson, you said we should come and produce a report, and they gave a report to the women who were there on what were they doing, what is expected from us as South Africans. So we had to get those items into for us not to cancel the multi-party women's caucus, as it was one of our Thursdays that was given to us, and other political parties were not budging in terms of cancelling their own, what is it, rescheduling their own caucuses, party caucuses. So it was pressure from all political parties to actually say, we are not going to reschedule. You wanted to have a women's caucus once a month, and that's what you are going to have. So that's why, because of that pressure, and then through you, Chairperson, because I did call, we then had to have that meeting. Thanks.
Members, can we have a working lunch? food has arrived now. Okay.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and let me apologize for coming late. And also let's appreciate you for coming back, being well, Chair. We were worried last week. I thought I'll come to Akashi. And other people said, no, you're in Joburg. I said, no, I'll see you later. But thanks for coming back, Chair. Being well. I think we maybe you have to reschedule your meeting with the minister, because the item that you want to discuss it with her, it's very important, of national gender machinery. You know, the national gender machinery in the country has collapsed. So I think it will be better for you. And I know the minister Matabile does have interest in terms of reviving it. So I think it's good that you took that decision, and I think you can also try again to meet her and she update you in terms of the functionality or whatever the activeness of that NGM. But I know that it has collapsed. We have been asking it at the level of the portfolio committee, and this is even today we met the CGE. They've raised the very same matter. They are concerned about it, but let's take it as a work in progress. We'll engage the minister going forward. And also the meeting, I think it was fruitful last week, bearing in mind that the zero rate and the free provision of sanitary towels, it's one of our items as the multi-party that we have been pushing forward. So last week, at least we've managed to, through your office, to send a statement. I think members of parliament has received it, because I saw it was running in the parliament website. And I think surely through the acting chair, then Honorable Ntabiseng and Brian, they've managed to send a comment to the National Treasury. And we also ask that they also engage other provinces just to make them aware that the closing date for comments in terms of the zero rating of sanitary products is on Friday. So we were lobbying other provinces actually through the multi-party caucus and sent their comments so that our voice should be heard, Chairperson. So I think the meeting was very much fruitful last week. And I know we'll wait for, because they're saying, the National Treasury is saying the Portfolio Committee on Finance will have the public hearings. And I think we have to prepare the women's organizations out there or women representatives out there to make sure that they make input or they avail themselves in those public hearings that will be conducted by the Portfolio Committee on Finance. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the recommendations. I think we are going to pursue the item with your minister for maybe another time, and also indicate to her that we think it's quite significant for her to give the report. A lot of people would like to have the National Gender Machinery running. Now that we have an item here, I think we should straight go to, because already we had touched on the feedback. Can Honorable could not give us a, who was a acting chair. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, I know that when we are home, we miss each other. We missed you so much, I missed you too. But I've dealt with that already. Oh, did I over summarize it, Ms. Kat? Should I? Number four is the one I did cover it, but maybe if I've over summarized, I can take us through again. No, Chairperson, just to say that, okay, the recommendations that were there, Chairperson, was that we do take the zero rating. It affects all of us as women, because we all know that sanitary towels are very expensive. But what was more interesting about the whole report was that those who are poor are going to get their pets for free. It was overemphasized in that meeting that we should make sure that the we should form cooperatives, and the cooperatives should be the women cooperatives should be the ones that are given that task to produce or manufacture sanitary towels here in South Africa. And we did say in the same meeting that the Minister of Small Business had already said that, and we are going to make sure that we become active in terms of making sure that women form cooperatives and are part of that machinery. But also there was a concern, Chairperson, which I think that a lot of people in Parliament, members, they didn't know that we are not in charge of trips overseas. They thought that we are the only ones that goes overseas, especially after the report from Botswana, when Comrade Shilwane and Lindiwe Maseko were giving us that report. They thought that same people go to trips in Parliament, and multi-party women's caucus is not taken seriously, and that's why some of them are not even attending multi-party women's caucus. But all of us as steering committee were there, and we actually said to them, we've got nothing to do with the troops, and then we agreed in that meeting that in our next meeting we're going to have Honorable Buroto coming to women's caucus and explain what's the criteria that she uses for people to travel, because it has got nothing to do with us as women. But I must say that there is a great, according to the report that we're given by Comrade Lindiwe Maseko, that there's a great progress that women are doing out there. And I think one of the things that was done in that conference, which was good, was honoring her as the former chairperson of CPA in Africa. The kind of work that she has done, but she did say that we're going to be the report will be circulated. I'm not sure how far is the circulation, because I have a problem with my own emails, Brian. So I don't know if it has been circulated, but she did say that it would be circulated. It's a good report. It was a good trip, and I think we are going somewhere as women. But what we need to coordinate more, which was one of the recommendations from that meeting, was to make sure that we meet more with women in different provinces, so that we can have our own mandate as South Africa, especially when we go to UN or CPA conferences like that. We don't go in silos, but we go there as South Africa with the same mandate. I think I've summarized it now. Thank you so much, Chairperson, and welcome back. Umuntle, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.